Welcome back on the pregame show, getting you all set for the series finale, Space Cowboys and Albuquerque Isotopes. We're joined by last night's designated hitter, Luke Berryhill. He's catching in the game today. And Luke, yesterday you have a couple of really big knocks for Sugarland, one that ends up being really important in the eighth inning. You have two strikes on you in that at-bat. Just take me through the double steal, that entire at-bat, and what it meant to get a couple of runs there in the eighth.
Yeah, so first pitch of the at-bat was a really good changeup that I swung right through. And then the second one, I don't know what happened. The steal kind of threw me off. I didn't expect it, and I'll admit it, I kind of panic swung. And so I was like, okay, well, down 0-2, we got to hunker down here. And then, in my head, I was thinking, like, man, I've been watching this catcher call pitches all day. He calls pitches similarly to what I would call. And so in the back of my head, I was like, he's not throwing three changeups in a row. He's going to try to sneak something by me. And so in the back of my head, I was like, okay, just got to be ready for that fastball in if I get it. And somehow I got the barrel to it while still sitting on a changeup in a way. I don't know. Sometimes you just get lucky and good things happen. So that's all I got to say on that.
I think you allude straight to a point, and it's something that always is interesting to me that catchers, you know, quote unquote, aren't better hitters, because you guys are maybe the most cerebral ones and the ones who think through the pitch sequencing the most. How much of an advantage does that give you to be at the plate and say, well, if I was calling, this is what I would be? And how often does that line up whenever you're in the batter's box instead of behind home plate?
It's definitely, I'd say it's maybe a 50-50 split. Sometimes it does give you an advantage in a way, but then other times the other catcher's just not on the same page as you would be. Everyone calls games a little different, and, you know, sometimes it works out in your favor.
At the plate this season, it seems like you're upright a little bit more, still a little close, but not as much as last season, and we've seen results. Was there anything you did this offseason to tweak your swing and get in a spot where now you've put the barrel to the ball quite a bit, and you've had a pretty good month of May, plus we'll count like the last game or two in April into that consideration?
Yeah, I've done a lot of tweaking, just trying different things out. And slowly putting pieces together on things that work more consistently for me. I've been trying to stay back a little bit more, and I just feel like I can launch a little quicker instead of being more on my front side like I have been in the past. And I don't know, just things are working out right now, and I'm hoping to keep it going.
Well, let's move behind the plate, because you have caught some of the most important games for Sugarland this year, and I don't mean, you know, a series clincher or anything like that. I mean, you've had the game a couple of times after the pitching staff has given up a lot of runs this season. And I know that I've personally seen you studying, working to put together a game plan. So what has your preparation been like this season? And what normally goes into, especially maybe a night after we give up a couple of runs, maybe more than we should, to get ready to put this pitching staff in a position to have a bounce back game?
Yeah, it's something I've been talking with some of the front office staff and our pitching coach and everything, that they really wanted to emphasize the game prep side of catching this year. And so every game that I catch, I like to go through the lineup and go through the last few games of what they've been hitting well, because you could be Mike Trout, but if you're pulling off the sliders over and over like the last few games, okay, maybe he's not seeing sliders well right now. And, you could exploit that. That's the biggest thing. Like, what you've done lately is really a telltale sign of how your success is going to be. And so, if I see something like it, I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to give away the scout report, but like, if there's a guy on the other team that hits fastballs well, but he's really late on fastballs lately, you know, that's something you can use, even though the scouting report over time says he hits fastballs. But it's stuff like that, that you can just really look into and pick out little pieces like that.
It's so interesting to me that, and that's where sometimes the aggregate sum of things doesn't always add up to what's happening lately. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe that you guys can pick out if a pitcher is tipping or to pick up on tendencies and things like that. So I'm just always blown away by that aspect of it. For you, do you keep a journal of things, or is it, you know, a lot of it just goes straight into your head and then you've just got it in a bank stored in there whenever it's time to go in a game?
Yeah, so I have a journal that I write all the scouting reports in. I do a general scouting report, like the tendencies over, you know, the last season or whatever for each hitter. But then, I go back through the last few games and see what the guys are hitting well at the time. I feel like it's good to be well-rounded in a way, because if there's something that really stands out, that a guy has just, you know, nailed inside fastballs for the last 3 years in a row, like, that might be something to look at. But, like, it's, you know, just stuff like that. Like, just trying to keep it fluid.
Well, from the baseball side of things, couldn't get you on without asking you about your music career. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you put out Road to the Show, which is a song that I know has been in the works for you for a long time. You get to go to Vegas and play it this year. You got to play it in the clubhouse at spring training. How does it rank in terms of, you know, songs that you put together and gotten to, you know, put out to the world this year?
Well, it's interesting you asked me about that song. We didn't talk about this, you know, personally, but I've honestly loved the song, some unfortunate news about the song. We had to pull it down a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because it's, shockingly enough, it sounds a lot like another song that has been put out there. And so we actually put it on Texas Country Radio. We were very excited about it and had some really good reviews about it. But then one of the DJs was like, hey, this sounds a lot like another song that I know. And we listened to it and we're like, oh, no. And so we talked with the music people that I've been working with the last few years, and they said, hey, like, whether it was on purpose or not, we need to pull the song down, because that it could potentially be a huge legal thing, and I'm not in the position to be able to cover legal costs like that. So I wasn't going to take the chance. And so we had to pull it down, but I might, you know, re-release it with a different melody or change some words up, whatever, down the road. But that's going to have to wait to the offseason at least. I'm full baseball right now.
Well, I'm very sorry, and that's on me for not doing my prep work beforehand.
You're good, man.
I guess, yeah. Is there anything else that you have in the works, though? I know that last year it had been you recorded some stuff in the offseason and put it out. Any new music we can look forward to, or is it all baseball this year?
Yeah, I recorded two other songs. One I put out a couple weeks ago is called Cowboys Don't Say Goodbye. That one's more of a pure Western kind of, you know, kind of groove. It's pretty easy listening. And I got one coming out, I believe it's June 27th. It's called Savannah's Not in Georgia. You know, a play on words, Savannah, Georgia, obviously. But that one's kind of a groovy one in a little way. I'm excited about it. It's one of my favorite ones that I've recorded. So yeah.
We have enjoyed your music. We keep it in the ballpark all throughout the off season, and I'm looking forward till June now. To hear what you got. You're a master at the play on words, if I've learned anything. But also been very good both at the plate and behind the dish. I know you have a lot to do to get ready for today. So, Luke, thanks so much for a few minutes today.
Heck yeah, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, there he is. Luke Berryhill has been with us. When we come back, lineups and first pitch on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.